Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So sad that we have the Woods, for example. What was that, father and son touting all these documents that allegedly have some kind of official connection? And then we have MJ-12, and I was kind of sad. We were interviewing a few weeks back Debbie Ziegelmeyer. She's the underwater UFO expert who works with MUFON, and she comes out with MJ-12, and I thought, she still thinks it's real, I guess, because Stan Friedman wrote a column for the MUFON newsletter, and maybe she just was taken in by that. But she seemed very surprised over that, didn't dispute it, but we haven't heard from her since then. Mm-hmm. And after the Paracast, we kind of disassembled a few things, and I don't know, I haven't heard from her. Have you, Tim?
No, I have not. But I think that a lot of people, because of Friedman's endorsement of the MJ-12 papers, rather than doing the research themselves, I think that when they heard Stanton Friedman endorsing the MJ-12 papers, they would be like, who am I to argue with this guy? This is somebody who should know what's going on. So I think that rather than doing the research themselves, they just took Stanton Friedman's word for it.
I learned a term a few years ago that I probably should have known if I had a better education: pious fraud. Mm-hmm. And that's like, say, when a priest will fake a miracle to make people believe, and he believes himself, but he thinks that sharing the belief is more valuable than, he will sin in order to spread the good word. And I think that some of these people with spreading these documents and are hoaxing UFO photos and films, I think some of them are the same way. And there's another term, ostension, that like the crop circle makers, they think they're actually participating in something. It's not exactly like they're live action role playing. It's sort of like helping bring it to life and share it. I don't understand exactly what that's about, but another way to look at it in a way is counterfeiting. Just because somebody's counterfeiting doesn't mean that the real thing isn't there. But we know now that there are probably phony paintings in almost every museum. It's hard to tell them apart, and sometimes the curators really don't want to know because they mean removing a attraction that's popular.
Well, the thing that I always found about the MJ-12 papers is that, whomever was responsible for putting them together obviously had some kind of knowledge on how, the military and the government, produces these kinds of documents. I mean, they're put together well enough that, they fooled a lot of people, but, there seemed to be almost deliberate errors put into these things. Just to, I don't know. again, it's back to that conversation about disinformation. A little bit of truth, a lot of lies. It's up to you to figure out which is which.
That's a big problem. And before the MJ-12 documents came out and the people that were supposedly involved, some of those people, or at least the kinds of people, had been suggested that to be part of a panel that would have controlled and the UFO investigations. So it's been speculated that information was crafted based on both knowledge and speculation to come up with something plausible. I mean, it was a list of real people that were scientists connected to government. So it did seem plausible in that sense. And, you know, a lot of people already believe the reality of UFO crashes and things. But it was all just too neatly packaged and too good to be true.
I also think the use in MJ-12 of Donald Menzel as being a member of the group may have been an inside joke. Or they say, well, this guy is the arch UFO skeptic, so he was really quietly a believer and just pretending not to believe in UFOs. And they cited the fact that he was an intelligence personage in World War II as an example. Oh, you see, he did that. He must be lying about this.
Yeah, that was something that was odd, because, I mean, he was such a notorious, people don't realize today, and it's been so long now, some people won't recognize the name Phil Klass, but he was the Phil Klass of his day. I think people know maybe Robert Schaefer and Mick West and a few people like that as skeptics today, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is skeptical of UFOs, but that's a very small thing of what he talks about. But it's the equivalent of having Tyson on MJ-12 today. He was a prominent scientist, and you know, if you a Harvard professor that was often interviewed in the media, you know, very outspoken publicly. So it was kind of, he was almost too prominent to be believable in that role.
The other aspect of the MJ-12 papers is that whoever's been putting them out, whether it's, you know, one group or a bunch of different groups, they've been really prolific on it. I mean, yeah, of course, the originals were just on film. There was no actual physical papers. But then the ones that came out later, oh my gosh, I mean, it was just like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages of these things. You know, who's got the time and why to put all of this stuff out? You know, it's just, you know, I, even though I do think that, you know, the whole MJ-12 and magic papers, you know, is a hoax. For what ends? You know, usually there's got to be money, but there doesn't seem to be, you know, anybody really making any profit off of these things. Not really. So, you know, for what purpose?
Well, that's kind of interesting. There have been some UFO hoaxes that have been jokes. And there have been some that have been bids for attention. And so there was a book in the 50s that was an imitation of George Adamski's book, Cedric Allingham. It had Mars in the title. Do either of you remember that one?
I know the book you're talking about, but I can't remember what. Can't remember the title of it now.
Okay, Cedric Allingham, or Cedric Allingham, Take Your Own Poison, wrote a book in 1954 called Flying Saucer from Mars.
So it was a hoax. It was by a British astronomer, a famous British astronomer, Patrick Moore. He had a friend pose as the alleged scientist, took a picture with Moore's telescope, and faked a couple of UFO pictures. And he did this, I think, as a parody. But, you know, the book probably still has some believers out there. It was just... And it was the same kind of thing as George Adamski, a friendly visitor from an ancient race that was, you know, benevolent and shared some knowledge. And it was just like, it was so much of a copycat. I'm surprised that anyone ever paid any attention to it, because they basically had read it before, but it was just had some British flavor to it.
Kurt Collins will be back for the episode of After the Paracast, which is part of the Paracast Plus streaming package. And a reminder, if you're not signed up with Paracast Plus, go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus, for more information. We've got some more flavor here with Gene Tim and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
If you go up on Wikipedia, there's a photo of someone next to an astronomer by the name of Peter Davies. And apparently he's the guy who became Cedric Allingham.
You have to wonder, you know, was this maybe a joke that originally was supposed to have been exposed to discredit? Because Moore thought all this was nonsense. He was very much interested in space exploration and a promoter of science, but he was not a supporter of these flying saucer stories of people from Venus and Mars. So was his original intent for it to discredit? So I wonder if I was just throwing that out as a possibility of something maybe that was deliberately intended to discredit, although the plan maybe have fallen through. So there, and there have been a few times where people have played jokes. I remember there was a famous one, now I forget the particulars, but someone had called on a radio show and had asked one of these contactees to verify his own sighting, and the guy that called in said, well, you know, mine is fake, so yours must be too. play the trick. So, but you know, if there's been a big operation, you know, by the government, I don't know about it. Can either of you think of any examples that were fake to embarrass the UFO community?
You mean not done by Jim Moses and Gray Barker?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if there was any to embarrass the UFO community, but I mean, you know, you've got the whole Paul Benowitz thing, which was, you know, meant to send him in a different direction rather than looking at the Kirtland Air Force Base and possible secret drone activity that was going on at the time where he thought they were aliens. But that wasn't intended to embarrass him, but though it actually ended up driving him crazy.
Yeah,
but he also had a little bit of help in being driven crazy.
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots of help.
I sort of thought of one, although you know, I'm going to struggle with the names. Warminster in, I think it was either late 60s or early 70s, there was a rash of sightings and some skeptics. They basically planted somebody in the group, and I think they had a light flash on a hill, and they pretended to take a photograph, and it was already a photograph they had staged, and then later they showed the picture, and there were some obvious differences that they thought people should spot between the light that was seen and the flying saucer in the picture, but it was basically accepted uncritically by the UFO community. But I don't think that they set out to embarrass. I think they just wanted to prove that witness testimony was unreliable. But that's kind of the closest thing that I can think of to the gotcha or embarrassment, you know, the hoax to contaminate the field. But, you know, there's been some things that have unintentionally served the same purpose. Some pretty transparent hoaxes. One in connection with the famous Pascagoula sighting, there was a cab driver who claimed that a clawed alien had accosted him in his cab, and later it surfaced that it was a cover, that he had actually fallen asleep on the job, and somehow he thought, with all this UFO activity, that story would get him out of trouble with his boss. It didn't. It didn't work. And he became, you know, a kind of a laughingstock in the day's news over that.
I just wonder how many unheralded hoaxes there are out there. I want to go back to Orfeo Angelucci and his case, because Nick Redfern has talked about that. And Nick will be back on the PowerCast in the very, very near future, because he has a new book just came out. So the story is here that Orfeo Angelucci is meeting up in a diner with some military muckety-muck or a soldier or something, and he drinks a beverage into which some kind of pill is placed. And I think of the line from Paul McCartney in A Day in the Life, and he went into a dream.
So I don't remember the specifics of his encounter, but he was very, I remember his story is a very spiritual one. He took a real religious overtone to everything. So, whereas, you know, a lot of, I didn't feel like from what I've read about him, I never met him. Jim Moseley described him. I've read other accounts that they thought that he was a sincere fellow, and he believed his story, whereas some of these other people just kind of, you just wondered if they were like a sideshow salesman. But apparently he convinced a number of people. So I'm not sure about the likelihood of him having been drugged, but that there were some earlier accounts of the, I'm trying to think, with the religion, the IAM movement. They were talking about meeting Venusians, and they were given, you know, some sort of a drink as part of their story. It was almost more like a, religious thing, you know, drink from this cup. So there's some similarity there.
And I wonder here, when you talk about things like that, how much an MK Ultra was screwing with the minds of individuals to create such experiences, maybe with what they feel is a worthwhile effort to see how people would react to genuine alien contact. And since you can't produce an alien contact by will, although there may be aliens out there, you fake one.
Oh, boy. So, Tim, are you familiar with the encounters people have had with, you know, when they've taken these psychoactive substances? Because they've had, alien-like experiences. I've heard quite a bit about it, but I don't have any firsthand knowledge. I can't even have the terminology for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's the popular one that's now is with, the drug MDMA, where people will claim to meet the machine elves, which are, you know, like beings in this other realm who are there to help guide the spiritual cosmonauts, so to speak. But yeah, see, now with Angelusi, he was having these experiences, supposedly, before he was drugged in that cafe. So, it just always made me wonder, because, the MK Ultra and some of these other mind control research that was going on at the time was looking into LSD as a form of truth, sir.
Let's go on with more of that in our next segment with Tim and Gene and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
Republican Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has asked the IRS and FBI to review the financials of the conservative nonprofit group True the Vote for allegedly raising money on false statements about widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. Los Angeles County is launching mobile medical clinics for the homeless. Dr. Mehmet Oz says he's supporting President Joe Biden on marijuana pardons and opposes federal mandatory minimum prison sentences. The GOP nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania spoke in an interview with NBC News.
If going to jail for marijuana is not a wise move for the country.
So you support the president's move there?
I think that the move is a rational move, yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I was thinking, based on what you said here, that Angelucci had these experiences before that particular one where he drinks that beverage, but he may have been given that substance in other ways, not being aware of it. It could be in a cookie or something, or a pancake.
This is true. But, usually when somebody is dosed without their knowledge, I mean, it's not an experience that you forget. And it's also, it's generally a situation where you don't mistake what's going on for reality. I think that it would be unlikely that, that he would be dosed and then, think that he was having real encounters. While the one at the cafe, he knew that something unusual and medicinal was going on.
If one of these medications, Tim, put him in a very suggestive state,
right,
they could have then generated whatever image they wanted. It was dependent on what he took, just getting him in a point where they could tell him, this is what's happening to you.
Possibly, because that was one of the goals that they were trying to do, using drugs and other methods, was to try to manipulate people's minds to the extent that they thought they were experiencing reality. But not only that, then be easily manipulated to do the wishes of the controllers, like a Manchurian candidate type of situation. So, I mean, you know, you could very well be seeing some of these UFO encounter cases, especially with some of these contactees, where they were dosed with experimental hallucinogenics and actually made to believe that their experiences were real, and then to report on it, write about it, whatever, for whatever purposes. Who knows?
And it's also possible that there's a natural tendency, once you think you've experienced something, to enhance the story on the retelling.
So maybe, has there been an examination of how many UFO stories came out of say, the Woodstock scene? Or, you know, of course, there was a, I understand that hallucinogenics were pretty popular at the UFO conventions at Giant Rock in California back in the late 50s and early 60s. So, but I just don't think, you know, they already had the UFO belief. I just don't, there may be some overlap in manipulation and misunderstanding of reality, but I don't think that's generated a lot of UFO stories.
Well, a lot of people in show business, especially rock singers, and I know a few, are particularly interested in UFOs. Of course, we all know the story of John Lennon in the 1970s with his then-girlfriend May Pang on a hiatus from Yoko Ono, where he was naked with May and they saw a UFO. But apparently he had taken drugs. They had taken drugs. So we can think maybe that would have influenced them. But then again, what was it, Sammy Hagar, supposedly a UFO abductee? We have, for example, the guy from the Troggs, Reg Presley. The Troggs, of course, had that song Wild Thing from the 60s, written by John Voight's brother. But anyway, he wrote a book about UFOs and crop circles in the early 2000s, and this was not too many years before he died. So by the time I heard of the book, we couldn't get him on. But then again, another example of someone in rock music being involved one way or another in UFOs.
So it was UFOs and celebrities and musicians and even politicians, you know, almost in every walk of life has experienced them. You know, and some of them, I think that celebrities, maybe we should pay a little less attention to their sightings, but And they're prompted by different things, you know, especially though when you get to the wrong musicians, you have to wonder with the hours they keep and the substances that are involved, you know, it's, they may get a little overexcited. It's not that they didn't see anything, but, you know, their imagination could have been again at play there.
It also is a double-edged sword. They have the prominence to be listened to by some people, not just an unknown. But then again, because of the nature of their lifestyles, you don't believe them.
Exactly.
Well, from the research that I have done, you know, over the years, people who have taken hallucinogenics, both in just, you know, for entertainment or have been part of, you know, research. You know, it's a misnomer to, you know, this belief that, you know, people see, you know, that they have hallucinations that appear to them to be real, or, you know, of unearthly types of characteristics. And, you know, it's like the old meme of the alcoholic seeing pink elephants, you know, that sort of thing. Now, you know, I'll couch that by saying that this is the exception with MDMA, which seems to be, that is the predominant basis of its trip, is that it seems to take you into an alternate reality where you are able to communicate with, you know, interdimensional beings. But, you know, MDMA is different from, you know, all the other hallucinogenics. So I think to say that, people who are tripping would have a better tendency to, see UFOs or to see, UFO or unearthly occupants, it's probably more fiction than reality.
The basic perception of what you're saying, Tim, is if you take a hallucinogenic, what you see is not real. And that's the assumption. You're not seeing anything real. You're not going to some place where you see a real phenomenon. You're just making it up.
Yeah, and most, there's actually several books that have been written that actually detail the types of hallucinations that people have a tendency to experience under different kinds of recreational drugs. It's very interesting. Like LSD, probably the most reported is the melting of objects. It looks like that's, the chair or the walls are melting, or that you're, say, like your limbs are extending themselves, but very rarely are there reports of, seeing UFOs or weird beings or ghosts or things like that, which, you would think that would be very common, especially like ghosts and other types of paranormal beings, but that actually rarely happens.
My experiences with hallucinogenic drugs is long ago and far away. Yeah, I did it. I lived in the 60s and 70s and took those things. And most of it was enhanced perceptions of everything. Everything was brighter. Colors were brighter. Rock music was better if you had the right kind of rock music. That sort of thing. Everything was a little bit extreme. I don't remember anything melting. That may have been only me. Maybe I didn't like the Wicked Witch of the West, and therefore I couldn't think that I was melting, or the things around me were melting. I'm melting. No, I don't want to do that. I always thought it was expanded sensory input. Now, before we go on, I don't want to say that we're going to spend a lot of time talking about my experiences back in the 1960s or 1970s and the people I knew, but we got more with Kurt, Tim, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Being the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So what's your perception of all this, Kurt, all this drug talk?
I don't think many of those experiences are going to come out in UFO sightings. And as far as other substances, I think alcohol is going to make you miss seeing a UFO, but maybe more likely to make a prank phone call that you did. And I wonder about, marijuana, you're not going to see a UFO, but you may be afraid the men in black are after you.
The increase in paranoia, that makes sense.
No. No, I don't think a substantial number of UFO cases come from that. But I think, you know, going back to the Angelucci story, we do have to wonder if maybe in a few cases there's been manipulation. You know, if it was a staged experience. There was at least one episode of the old Mission Impossible show where they crafted a UFO encounter to mislead someone. And one of their schemes are always putting someone in a false situation and getting a confession or, you know, tricking the diamonds or whatever out of them. That involved a big set of mind games. But that involves a lot of players and stage play and potential evidence behind. So I can't imagine that's common a scenario.
Yeah, the only one case that I know of that goes against what we've been saying is, you know, Adam Gorightly often talks about when he was younger, him and a friend took, I think it was LSD, and then, you know, went out at night to sit on the levee and watch the stars and saw all kinds of bizarre UFOs, all kinds of different shapes and sizes and almost like cartoon like things flying around. But the odd thing about it is that both of them were seeing the same things. You know, it wasn't just, you know, one of them was seeing something and the other one was seeing something else. No, they were comparing notes as it was all going on. So, I mean, that was a very strange story.
Oh, if you want to make it stranger still, so what if these entities, you know, do have the ability to mess with your mind? Wouldn't they pick some like those two to really have fun with?
You're assuming here that ET or whatever it is, they're entertaining themselves.
That could well be. It would explain the torment of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. This is a theory that you just brought up. which is unlike what we've discussed, which is the attitude of E.T., do they, if they exist, have senses of humor? And we never think about that. What is the kind of humor that a being from another planet might like? They might be just like us. They might be humanoid from some other world. And they have a sense of humor. And they're playing games with us. Or they're testing us. Or basically, these are E.T.'s children playing games with the primitives on Earth.
You know, if you went back and read some UFO encounters with that perspective, where they have basically played chase or keep away or things like that, it would explain some. Some would fit. I mean, it's not an impossible situation. I mean, just think when you... Our fighter pilots have played pranks on people below, and you snuck up to an airliner and turned the lights on, or blasted afterburner and done things like that to surprise them. So there are some that definitely sound like pranks.
Does E.T. have a sense of humor?
Oh, Douglas Adams wrote about that in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where at one point they described interplanetary teenagers who would fly to newly developing planets and land in front of the occupants of that planet, dressed up in aluminum foil, walking around going beep, and and then flying away again. So it's I don't think that it's a too outrageous of a theory.
Oh boy, we're the subject of Halloween pranks. It's like, oh yeah, so we're going to give you the most amazing secret ever, and no evidence whatsoever of it.
Okay, this farmer from Wisconsin, Joe Simonton, back in the 1960s, as Kraft lands, and individuals he sees look Italian, evidently. They want to trade things that they have for water. They can't get water unless some farmer who nobody knows in the Midwest hands it to them. That's the only way they can find water. And they hand him some pancakes. Now, when the pancakes are tested, not terribly tasty, but they are made of conventional ingredients. E.T., well, they're not very good cooks. And you think here, what's the point of all this? First of all, I don't recall any other episodes similar that got publicity. Simonton was not a nutcase. He was considered a pretty responsible person. So what was going on there?
Going with the prank theory, when they leave behind evidence, do they make the point that it's always made out of contemporary local materials that do not defy technical analysis? That would be a joke on us.
Well, when you're taking us back to the remnants of UFOs, trace evidence, how much trace evidence is there that is 100% proven to be from an otherworldly origin? Where is it? We hear about suggestions, well, maybe this isn't quite the proper makeup of magnesium or something. There was that sighting, I forget which one it was, in South America that APRO touted back in the 1960s. And the point being here is the fragments it left were made of a material that was superior to the alloys that we made, at least the ones they knew about. Maybe somebody's doing some testing. Whatever it is, we have Ted Phillips, for example, the late Ted Phillips, and we had someone on the show some time back who worked with Ted Phillips. And the big thing about it is, where is the proof? You have all this trace evidence of UFO reality. Where, pray tell, is the proof that's from ET sources? And there isn't any. We look at the supposed alien implants, and I believe last I heard Jacques Vallée was looking into something like that with Paula Harris. I'm waiting for the fantastic announcement. Hey, this is from ET. It's a advanced technology, cannot be duplicated on Earth.
Well, the problem there is that when they have found something that is apparently exotic, there's no proof that it came from a flying object of any sort. We only have the person's word for it. We know that there's a genuine UFO mystery, but there's always been the problem of proving, you know, that something was there, that the stories are true. And so, you know, we're left, we're waiting. We're still waiting and hoping.
Wishing and hoping is the song. Kurt Collins, where do we find more of your stuff?
The Saucers That Time Forgot and Blue Blurry Lines.
That's blueblurrylines.com, just like it's spelled. And it's a great source of information. This guy is really a great researcher. In fact, he'll be back for After the Paracast for Paracast Plus listeners. How about that? By the way, I'm going to ask Tim Swartz, where's your site?
Sure, you can visit my site. It's conspiracyjournal.com. I'll say that again, conspiracyjournal.com. All the weird news and information that they don't want you to know.
Yeah, we got to talk to they. Hello, they. Where are they? That doesn't work very well. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also find us on Facebook for a Paracast fan club and a Paracast group or something or other. We also offer branded merchandise. If you go to the Paracast.store or the Paracast.shop, either works with logos and T-shirts and good stuff like that. We also offer a streaming service called the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus for more info. We offer this show free of the network ads. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast with special interviews and sometimes continuations of the show where we just have more to say. So Kurt will be joining Tim and I on After the Paracast this week. For more information, go to theparacast.plus, P-L-U-S, theparacast.plus. Use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, for a 20% discount on five-year and lifetime subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Kurt, on short notice, we really appreciate you showing up for this Shop Talk episode. Thank you.
Oh, it was fun.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.